عوجا قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدن ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وخاتم النبيين وعلى آله ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين ما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في كلامه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين صدق الله العظيم وقال نبينا وحبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لله أهلين من الناس قالوا من هم يا رسول الله قال الأهل القرآن هم أهل الله وخاصته رواه حاكم أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام All praise and glory be to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Creator, nourisher, sustainer, provider, protector, controller of every single thing exists Peace and salutation be upon our beloved master, final messenger who has been sent as a mercy to the entire universe sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon his family members, companions upon every single Muslim brothers and sisters who followed and who is following and who will follow the sunnah of our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till the day of qiyamah My dear respected brothers elders in Islam I remind myself and each and every one of you here fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obey his commandments and follow the sunnah of beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every injunction and every situation and every moment in your life. And stay away from all those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have forbidden you and all those things which is against the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and His love towards us, towards humanity, Rabbul Izzat Allah revealed the Holy Quran 1400 years ago as a mercy, as a guidance, as a healing for the disease of the heart and as the cool, the comfort of the hearts and the minds of human beings. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, Rabbul Izzat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this Quran is a final revelation. Final revelation. Revelation, it is the seal of all the revelation which was exist before that. And it contains the message and essence of all those revelations which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed before that. And Allah has given us this Quran as a living Quran. It's live and it is communicating, it is talking to us in every single moment in our life. In every injunction, for every problem that we face. In every situation that we face, that Quran has a solution and Quran has a guidance for us. But my respected brothers and elders in Islam, in the Hajjat al-Wada', Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, in the end sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us two weapons in order to be guided, to be happy, to be victorious, to be, you know, most honorable people, to live as the most honorable people in this world. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us two weapons in us. What are the two weapons? That is the Quran and the Hadith. In another narration, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, even the family of him, even his family, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, I have left them. That the Quran and the Hadith, how much important, how much time that we have given to understand and learn and read Quran. Each and every one of us should ponder over it. Think about it. How much time in a 24 hours a day I have given to read the Quran? Leave aside the reading. Okay, I am reading the Quran. How many ayats I ponder over it? How many ayats I contemplate and think that the creation, the iman should increase by the reading recitation of the Quran? My respected brothers and elders in Islam, each and every one of us, we have neglected the Quran. We have neglected the Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in hadith, Inna lillahi ahlina minan nas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has his people, his friends, his family among his people. Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, man hum Ya Rasulullah? Who are they, Ya Rasulullah? Who are the people of Allah? Who are the friends of Allah? Who are the family of Allah? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and said, Ahlul Qur'an, the people of Qur'an. Ahlul Qur'an, people of Qur'an. And whom Ahlullah, they are people of Allah. They are friends of Allah. وَخَاسَّتُهُ Very, very private, very private, very close people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, since we were born, every day we read Quran, every day we try to understand something, how much time we have given. We are living as Muslim in this country for so many years. How many of us can understand, how many of us can understand and read Quran the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed it? How much important that we give? Some of the time we may say, Alhamdulillah, our country has been blessed. Just definitely, Alhamdulillah, Summa Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Allah has given us all the facilities. Allah has given us all the environment that to learn the Quran and practice in this country, Alhamdulillah. And we say we have so many madaris. We have so many maktabs, madrasas and masjids. My respected brothers, in a way that we must, you know, be very happy that so many madrasas exist. In a way we have to be very sad. Why? The time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a separate place called madrasa. There wasn't a separate institution called madrasa or kulliya, jamia in Rasul time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you learn the seerah of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the masjid was the madrasa. The masjid was the jami'ah. Masjid was the kulliyah. In masjid, all type of amal, a'mal used to take place. A group will be sitting and learning to learn. They will be learning and, you know, doing the ilm of learning of tilawatul Quran, how to read. There will be another group who will be sitting and teaching and learning about the meaning, the understanding of the seerah of the Quran. And my respected brothers, in the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the times of Sahaba, the house, every Muslim's house was a madrasa. You know what is the sign that so many madrasas are coming up, so many madrasas and institutions are coming up, the sign? There is no Quran at home. There is no deen at home. Our children must learn Quran from our station. Who can say that I have learned Surah Fatiha? I learned Surah Yasin. I learned Surah Waqi'a through my father. Because my father used to read Yasin every morning. By listening to Surah Yasin, every infant, when he's starting to speak, he must speak with Quran. His first word must be Quran. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Have we created that environment at home? In Medina, the environment in the night, they didn't have street lights and such developed city. The night of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the time in Medina, you know how they used to recognize the house of Sahabas? By the recitation of the Quran. In the night, in the dawn, in the early morning, Sahabas used to read the Quran at home. Through that they used to identify, this is the house of the Sahaba. Once Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after Fajr Salah, he called the Sahabi and he said, you know, call your Quran, you were reading, I heard the beautiful recitation of yours. Even women and children all were waking up and they were trying to come towards your house because of your beautiful recitation. Once a Sahabi came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, I was reading the Quran. I was reading Quran. While I was reading, I witnessed and experienced something very strange. What is it, Ya Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I felt that the clouds were coming closer to me. Step by step it was coming closer. I got frightened and I stopped reading the Quran. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahabi, you know who is that? So the angels were enjoying your recitation and they were coming down. If you would have kept reading, the people would have seen them. Allahu Akbar. How many of us, my respected brothers and elders in Islam, give time, devote time in order to read the Quran? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first expect from us the tilawatul Quran. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. How many of us can read? How many of us enjoy? You know, all of us has hobbies. We have hobbies. We say, you know, I play cricket as a hobby. I play football as a hobby. Although I have another profession, every morning I go and play football. Every weekend I go and play cricket. not as a profession. Why? You love that. You love that sport and you devote time, you spend money. How many of us can say, my hobby is reading Quran? How many of us can say that my hobby is reading Quran? Every day I read so much of Quran. How many of us can say? Have we created even that environment and that thirst? My respected brothers and elders in Islam, let us just concentrate and see that how much of time we have given to the Quran. This is the Quran, shifa'ul lima fi sudur. The Sahabas, their Quran was very much having lot of impact on even kuffar. You know the Islam of Umar radiallahu anhu? Islam of Umar radiallahu anhu, he narrates his own story. You know, beginning of my Islam is the hostation of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He relates the story, he said, you know, I had a practice, a hobby in the night, in time of Jahiliyyah, in the night what I used to do, I used to go to a place of party, where my friends, we all used to get together and party, drink. One night, I went there, I found no one was there. No one was there. Then I said, okay, let me go to a wine store and get something and drink alone. Let me drink alone. He went there, he found the wine store was closed. In that dead of the night, he said, where can I go now? Used to wake, you know, he's used to be wake in the night. Where can I go? Then he decided, no, let me go to the Kaaba. Let me go to the Masjid al-Haram, Kaaba, and do tawaf. Although they were mushrik kafir, they had certain a'mal which they inherited from their forefathers, that is Ibrahim alayhi salam, the amal of tawaf. They used to do tawaf around the Kaaba. When he went there, he said, what amazing, who you know I found there? I found Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and standing in Salah. I found him standing in Salah between Ruknul Yamani and Hajar al-Aswad. He was standing and in Salah he was reading Quran. Without even knowing him, I just sneak into the Kaaba, you know, has a cloth. Between the Kaaba and the cloth, I just hidden myself and I moved towards him and just stood front of him. I was standing in front of him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can't see me because I am behind the cloth. I am behind the cloth of the Kaaba. I was standing behind it. He's saying, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reading from the Surah Al-Haqqah. He was going on, Al-Haqqatu mal-Haqqah, and going on and saying about the time in the Qiyamah, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِ, goes on, and it penetrated my heart. I felt that it should be, this must be the words of a poet. This must be a word of a shair, a poet. So I, soon as I thought about it, the next verse, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is like replying to me. He says, وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَاعِرِ. This is not a qawl. This is not the words of a poet. وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَاعِرِ قَلِيلًا مَا تُؤْمِنُونَ. But very few people will believe on it. Then immediately I thought, he is a magician. He is a magician. He is a sahir. So immediately say, this must be a qawl, the words of a sahir. The next word immediately he replied, وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ كَاهِنْ قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. This is not the qawl. This is not the word of a kahin, a magician. This is the word of Allah. Very few people can remember this. Umar radiallahu anhu said, I started to shiver. I thought that he's reading my mind. Immediately I left that place. That is the beginning of my iman. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, once Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he decided that I'm going to leave Makkah and go because people were not allowing him. Quraysh and Kuffar were not allowing him to practice and pray. He decided to go when he was going towards Yemen. A leader of a tribe, Yemeni tribe, came and asked, Abu Bakr, where are you going? Where are you heading to? Said, you know, I'm leaving Makkah because these people are troubling me. They're not leaving me alone. They're not allowing me to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He came back. He gathered all the Quraysh and he said, Quraysh, what's wrong with you? Why are you sending such an honorable man from your Makkah? He's so and so. They were going on. He was going on. The character of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was expressed. And he said, I am giving security for him. I am going to be responsible for him. Nobody going to touch him. And they put a request in front of him saying, you know what, everything is fine. But tell him, don't worship in public place. Tell him, don't pray in public place. And Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu agreed. Because why? Aisha radiallahu anhu narrates, my father is such a personality. He has such a personality. He's very soft-hearted. When he used to read Quran and pray, he used to cry. He used to cry. When he start reading the Quran, gathers small by small, the young children and the ladies, then the women and men, all will gather around him like everybody's enjoying his salah. It's like a music show. In Mecca, everyone used to gather around and enjoy his salah. So this, the kuffar of Mecca could not take it, could not bear it because of the khushu and khudu in his salah and the recitation in his salah. He agreed that he's not going to do that. For a while he was praying inside the home, and then his heart never allowed him. Again he came out, he came to the garden and he started praying. Same thing happened to him, and then he said, I don't need your security or your protection. My respected brothers, leave aside, others and neighbors are learning from our Quran. Neighbors are getting ta'assur, impact from our Quran. Did our children, our own children who were born in our house and they grew up in our house, were they being impacted with our Quran? Did they get ta'assur from our Quran? In the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina, a group, a tribe which was living between Makkah and Medina came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and embraced Islam. They were embracing Islam, and after teaching all the basic things, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you appoint someone as your imam for salah. As your imam for salah. They got together, they made mashura, and they said, okay, this young boy will be our imam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, isn't there anybody elderly people in your group? In your community, nobody is there who is elder. Because you prefer to give a person who is little bit elder, a son, aqra, abqa, who is elder in age, who can read Quran very well, who has the fiqh, understanding of salah, all the fiqh of salah, they should be given preference for imamate. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, and you know, what a ajeeb answer, what an amazing answer they gave. They say, he is aqra'uhum, he is aqra'una, amongst us, he is the most person who can read the Quran very well. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself was very much amazed and asked, how do you know? Just you embrace Islam. This young boy is relating his Quran. He's relating his story, saying, Ya Rasulallah, we were a people who were living between Makkah and Medina. Sahabas, when they used to travel between Makkah and Medina, they used to spend the night in us. When they used to spend the night in our locality, then in the night they used to stand up and read the Quran. By listening to their Quran, by going around them, I have by heart at the most part of the Quran. Allahu Akbar. This is the safar. This is the journey of the Sahabas. While they were traveling, they used to spend the night. It has impact their Quran. Many people have learned. How many of us can say that? Through my Quran, my respected brothers and elders in Islam, we need to change this environment. We need to turn. Our children are, from young age, they are singing so many different type of songs. They don't know even that language. By just listening, by just hearing to that, they just, those words are coming out of their mouth. My respected brothers, innocent children, we need to give them an environment of Quran. They must be able to hear the Quran. The best way of reading, my respected brothers, in the night, our children must sleep by listening to our Quran. Father must read, إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ لَيْسَ لِوَقَعَتِهَا كَاذِبَةً خَافِضَةٌ رَافِعَةٌ. By listening to the father's Quran, father's recitation, the children must sleep. In the morning, children must wake up by listening to the mother's Quran. Yasin wal Quran al Hakim, innaka lamina al mursaleen ala siratin mustaqim. Children must listen. My respected brothers, what is happening? They wake up in the morning while mother and father is fighting. By listening to that, how many of us can say, how many children can say that, I have woke up for Fajr, or I have woke up for Tahajjud because of crying of my father. My father used to read Quran and cry. By listening to his cry, by listening to his mourning, I used to wake up. How many of us can say? My respected brothers and elders in Islam, why I am reminding and speaking about this Quran, around the corner the month of Quran is approaching us. Around the corner, the month of Quran is approaching us. How many years we are reading the Quran? So many madaris in our country. Over 250 madaris. But how many of us, percentage-wise, we understand the Quran? Every day, 17 times we read Surah Fatiha. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. How many of us has that feeling when we read in the tafsir? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Allah is replying for every single word in Surah Fatiha. When we say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Allah is saying Hamidani Abdi, my slave have praised me, my slave have glorified me. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Asna Alayya Abdi, my slave has glorified me, my slave have honored me. Allahu Akbar. In every verse, in every single ayah, Allah is answering to us. Allah is talking with us. When we say Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in, Allah says Rabbul Izzat, Allah replies to us, هذا بيني وبين عبدي ولعبدي ما سأل. You know, this is a contract between me and my slave. This is a contract between me and my slave. ولعبدي ما سأل, and I will give my slave whatever he asks. And Allah did not leave just as a. Allah is teaching us what to ask. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, we read in the Quran. Do we contemplate the Quran? Do we think about it? Do we ponder about it? أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكْفَالُهَا. Allah is asking us, why don't you ponder and contemplate over the Quran? Oh, your hearts have been put, you know, sealed. Your hearts have been sealed. You need to think and ponder. How many of us do enjoy the reading, recitation of the Quran? We must just not read for sake of reading. Some of us read in the morning Surah Yasin because today I'm going for the business, so a lot of barakah, I must get so much of profit. No, you must enjoy your Quran. Read the Quran, Allah is communicating with you. And there is answer for all your problems. There is answer for all your problems in the Quran. Quran speaks in the language, when the youngsters want to understand, in the youngsters' language, Quran speaks you. When it comes to elders and intellectuals in the same language, Quran speaks to you. Whatever problem, whatever solution, whatever thing you have, Quran has a solution for it. When I went last time for Umrah, I met a brother from Liberia country. I was speaking to him for a while in Haram. He was going on while reading Quran. I was enjoying his Quran because he was crying. Every word he's reading is tearing. Allahu Akbar, I was sitting next to him and I was enjoying his Quran. And I asked him, brother, you are enjoying your Quran. I want to know about you. You know what he says? Quran is for me. Quran is my life. Quran is about everything for me. You know, all my problems, Quran solves. Any problem I have, I used to pray two rakats. I used to pray two rakats and ask Allah and open the Quran. He says, you know, what an amazing thing. The first verse I am going to cite, that is a solution for my problem. That is a solution for my problem. Quran, you need to build a love and connection with the Quran. It says, you know, I am here now. You know, I am here to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the Prophet and for the success that he granted me after one of the biggest loss. He said, I am a businessman, I import things, you know, in our country, things are not in proper, you know, we have a lot of terrorists, we have problems, so I've lost all the things, all the commodity what I bought. I was so sad, I don't know where to start, where to end. I went and prayed two rakat salah and I asked Allah and opened the Quran. He said, what an amazing thing. The first verse, the first chapter I opened, it says, Inna laka fathan fathan mubina. He says, this is a victory. And he couldn't understand. He said, I couldn't understand. Allah is saying this is a victory, but I am in a big loss. He said, 3 months didn't go. Allahu Akbar, Allah granted me everything whatever I lost, even 10 times more than that. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, how many of us do give time for Quran? How many of us go to an alim and sit with him and try to learn and at least understand those verses that every day we read? Every day we read, it is the responsibility of us. It is the duty. It is one of the rights that they have towards the Quran. That recitation of the Quran. Recitation of the Quran. My respected brothers, how many of us, Quran is a guidance for us. Quran is a rahmah, mercy for us. Quran is a shifa, is a disease. It will heal the disease. When Umar radiallahu anhu embraced Islam, you know, he had a disease. What is a disease? He had hatred towards Muslim and Islam. This was his problem. Hatred towards Muslim and Islam. Immediately when he embraced Islam, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took his hand and kept in the chest, in the heart of chest of Umar radiallahu anhu, and said, Ya Allah, cure his disease in his heart. Allahu Akbar. That penetrated through that. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, we need to have a connection with Quran and try to understand the Quran, try to read the Quran every day. And my ustad says, you know, what a beautiful example he says for the Quran. Every single individual can benefit from the Quran according to his talent and capacity. And he gives example for the ocean, the sea. See, you see the sea, it's such huge, it has so much of things, so much of minerals, so much of valuable things. But even a little child can benefit from the sea by going to the beach and just standing there. The waves will come, you know, he can wash the face and go. This is the capacity, this is the ability that child has it. And different people enjoy and use the sea in a different way. We have divers, we have people who are doing fishing, people who do surfing. Everybody is enjoying according to their capacity, according to their taqwa, according to their ilm, they can benefit from the Quran. Some even dive deep down. They go deep underneath and they come up with so much valuable things of pearls and all the minerals is available. Quran has the same thing. We need to try to, you know, build our ability to understand the Quran. To understand the Quran. Another example, another advice is to you. It is a ni'mah of Allah. It is a ni'mah of Allah. It is a bounty of Allah. Allah has granted this ummah. Every member of this ummah, every member of this ummah can be resurrected tomorrow in day of Qiyamah among the huffal, among the people of Quran. We used to ask, how here? How our ustad? He said, you know, nothing. What you have to do, you start today with the intention that you're going to become a hafiz. And every day memorize one ayah, or every day memorize one surah, a few ayahs, and protect that and read that. Don't forget, neglect that. Inshallah, a day will come, you will memorize the entire Quran. Oh, the death will overtake you. Allah will resurrect you amongst the people of Quran. My respected brothers, what a great ni'mah, what a great bounty that Allah has given us. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in hadith, in day of Qiyamah, some people will be waking up from the qabr. They will come up from the qabr, Allahu Akbar, with the faded color, and the Quran will come to them and ask, do you recognize me? Do you recognize me? Allahu Akbar, may Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those people. The Quran will ask, do you recognize me? This man will reply in a negatively saying, no, I don't understand, I don't know you. Twice he asks, I don't know you. Then Quran will say, you know, I am the Quran who kept you awake in the night and made you thirst in the noon, in the moon and the afternoon. I am the Quran. Today, for your business, what is the business, the transaction you have done, the trading? Now you're going to benefit that. Now you're going to see that. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Quran will honor him, will give him a crown. His parents will be honored and will say, Iqra wa rattil kama kunta turattil fi dunya. Read and read the Quran how you used to read in this world. That is something very important. The way we read in this world, that's how we're going to read it there. So we have to, you know, we have to learn and practice how to perfect our Quran. Pronunciation. You know, we send our children to elocution class. We send our children for English class in order to, you know, elocution to each. Must learn to, you know, pronounce it properly. My respected brothers, how many of us do send our children to learn tajweed in order to perfect the pronunciation of the Quran? Pronunciation of the Quran. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. We need to have the love towards the Quran. My respected brothers, another ajeeb incident mentioned in hadith. There was a person who is being punishment, who has been given punishment in the grave. Allahu Akbar, for so many years he's been punished. For so many years he's been given, his qabr has become a pit of hell. But suddenly, that qabr has been turned to be a garden of paradise. Angels were very much amazed and asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, what happened? He's such a big sinner. He has done so much of crime. What happened? His condition has changed. You know, the reply from Allah, Rabbul Izzat says, you know, when he was dying, his wife was pregnant and she gave birth for a baby boy. And what did she do? She did bring him up well and taught the Quran. And his child started, today is the day that the child has started to read the Quran. How can I punish such a person, his child, while his child is reading the Quran? How can I punish him? How can I give him azab while his child is reading the Quran? My respected brothers and elders in Islam, now we have made it a business. When someone dies, we have people to hire to come and read Quran for my father. We have people to hire to come and read Quran for my grandfather. How many grandfathers, how many mothers, how many fathers made their children to read Quran after their death? How many of us read Quran for our mothers? I have seen, I have gone so many janazas, the children are standing outside and talking and chatting and going on. Inside, the huffaz and alims are reading Quran. I used to ask, whether your mother died or their mother passed away. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, how many of us would think even about it? Even think about it. Our children must read Quran for us. Stand behind us. My respected brother, other day, Hazrat Mufti Yusuf used to say a very beautiful incident in Akurana. In Akurana, when a janaza, a grandmother passed away, there's a huge crowd and the family members came out and requested them, you know, we have a small request, you know, we want amongst our family, those who have by heart of the Quran should carry this janaza, should, you know, give shoulder to this janaza and please cooperate in this matter. My respected brothers, Hazrat said, what a wonderful atmosphere, what a wonderful sight. How many when you see 14 huffaz are carrying that grandmother. What a great, fortunate grandmother it is. 14 huffaz are carrying that grandmother's janaza to the maqabr. My respected brothers, how many of us have worked hard to get these type of children? We have given time for this Quran. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, we need to think and ponder. We have time for everything. We have time for everything. When it comes to Quran, we don't have time. We have time for everything. We have time to go and play tennis. We have time to go and spend an hour and two in gym. We have time for everything. But when it comes to the Quran, we don't have time. When you ask the elders, you know what? Our time has passed. Our time has passed. We don't want to learn Quran now. We let our children, let them learn. My respected brothers, time has never passed. We have time, my respected. We have to have that love and thirst towards the Quran. So my respected brothers and elders in Islam, let us bring this atmosphere, let us bring this, create this environment. At home we can hear the noises in the TV, television and computer and movie and so many things, our children. And one young man, a father calls me and says, you know, my son has a problem. My son has a sub-problem. Ask him, what's wrong? What is the problem? You know, he says, I must listen to music, then only I can sleep. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. When this father told, I asked, what did you do for so long? What happened to him? He said, you know, can you read Quran? The father is saying, you know, I don't know to read Quran. I can try and read Surah Yasin. Allahu Akbar. How can you expect? How can you expect your children to read Quran while you don't know to read Quran? While you don't read Quran at home? While you don't understand and give time for the Quran? So my respected brothers, our children are enjoying and they are getting comfort through music. But when it comes to Quran, they don't know that. We need to replace that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept shifa and mercy and rahmah, a guidance for the believers to Quran. My respected brothers, Ramadan, month of Ramadan is around the corner. Month of Ramadan is around the corner. Let us all think, in this month of Ramadan, I am going to maximize, I am going to utilize this Ramadan in order to learn the Quran, read the Quran, understand the Quran, contemplate the Quran, at least few verses. How many of us can take that, you know, grudge and firm, you know, firm yaqeen and firm conviction that I am going to do that. So my respected brothers and elders in Islam, let us, you know, take care of this Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect this Quran. But if we take care of the Quran, if we read the Quran, if we love the Quran, Quran will protect us. Quran will protect us in day of Qiyamah. Even in the Qabr, Quran will come and sit in among the chest in the form of the bird and will say, will not allow any angels to come and trouble that person. Allahu Akbar. So my respected brothers and elders in Islam, this is the time has come. We have so much of ulamas. We have so many ulamas who are available. Huffaz are here. Let us devote the time. The masjids must make available. Masjids must make create room for those things. Masjids must give time. Quran, the tilawat of Quran, the recitation of the Quran. We need to enjoy it. You know, one thing that I see here, one thing what I've seen in Cape Town that I don't find here, that the love for the Quran. The people there, when you call them, there is a bayan. Very few people are there. We are enjoying people's speech. We are enjoying the bayan of so and so. But we are not enjoying the kalamullah. We are not enjoying the speech of Allah. But when you tell them, there is a qari has come from this country. He is going to read the Quran. Allahu Akbar. Double that is number. Such a huge crowd will be gathered.
They used to cry while the qari is reading, has so much of love for the Quran. I asked them, do you understand the Quran? He said, no, we don't understand, but we enjoy the Quran. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. I asked them why, how this love has been created. Because you know what, they had so much of difficulty long time ago in order to protect the Quran. Quran was, in the time of Dutch, in the period of Dutch, Quran was one of the banned thing in Cape Town. It was banned in South Africa. And there was a sheikh called Sheikh Tuan Guru. Out of his memory, he wrote the entire Quran. He wrote the entire Quran and he protected the Quran. Secretly used to teach the Quran because they strive, they made effort, they sacrificed for the Quran. Because of that, they have the love. We can say, some families say, you know, my grandfather was killed because he was found with the Quran. My grandfather was killed because he was found with the Quran. My respected brothers, we didn't sacrifice. We did not make any effort. We did not give anything for the Quran. That's why we don't have value for it. We don't have value for it. Let us just think, my respected brothers. All of us take this firm, you know, conviction that this month of Ramadan, I'm going to make use of it. Halkas of Quran. Halkas of Quran must take place every way around. Everybody, they must be hufaz sitting around and teaching and learning Quran. My respected brothers, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَا. The best person amongst you, the person who reads the Quran and teaches to others. We don't have different opinion in this. We don't have any, you know, problem in this. We all agree in this matter. So my respected brothers, let us take the Quran and then take the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in order to understand the Quran, in order to understand the Quran and contemplate over it, and let us bring, you know, practice over it and make the Quran as our partner, as our friend, will be with us from in the qabr and in the qiyamah till to take us to the qabr. Also may Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala embrace and accept all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us the people of Quran who will be reading Quran day and night and practice over it and understand over it. And my respected brothers, a small request that I am putting in front of you. A request that we are all brothers here in this country. This is the slogan that I am giving you. We have, you know, destroyed ourselves. Our efforts have gone in waste by dividing ourselves into different groups, into different ideology. My respected brothers, we are all Sri Lankan Muslims. We are born here in Sri Lanka and we follow the religion of Allah. We follow the one Quran. We turn towards the one Qibla, and the Quran is our guide. So let us take this message and leave all our small ideology is for ourselves. But when it comes as a brotherhood, we are all Muslims. What a wonderful, you know, atmosphere was that day on 24th of this month in Kandy. Allahu Akbar, may Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant long life for our senior ulama and give those who have passed away, those who left us, you know, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His mercy on them. My respected brothers, what a wonderful atmosphere was that day in the Kandy, the Lime Masjid. Thousands of ulamas were gathered under one leadership. Thousands of ulama, more than 2,000 ulamas were gathered under one leadership. Leadership of our Hazrat Mufti Rizvi. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him long life. My respected brothers, and all the ulamas walked out with one spirit that we gonna unite the ummah. So I am requesting all of you, don't be a cause of dividing ummah. Let us all be a cause for uniting the ummah. Let us make this Ramadan, this month of Ramadan will be the month of the Quran and will declare the month of unity of the Muslim. And let us all stand together and fight against all the other elements of Shiaism and Qadiani and Israeli's plot and all the other innocent people being trapped. So let us just follow and obey the leadership and obey the ulama and unite the ummah. O Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us. Ya Allah, please forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Please forgive our forefathers and parents' sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, unite our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the health and strength, Ya Allah. And make us reach with the same health and strength the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to make use of month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
For more lectures, visit slhub.com.